Transitions can be very confusing because they often involve some emotional pain, some grieving, some letting go. When you create an intention in your life and you decide to step in a certain direction, it means you're turning away from something else. You're stepping into something new and you're leaving the old behind. And then we get a little confused because there's a part of us that still wants the old. It's really important to identify what it is about the old that is hard for you to release. What are you grieving? What are you afraid of? Is it a comfort zone? Is it life was predictable? I know how everything operated when I lived that way. When you step into a new vision and you're not sorting out the hows, you're not thinking about how it's going to happen. You're letting the universe kind of put it together for you. You're going into something that's unknown, and you're leaving something very familiar. As you step into that vision, you now have the ability to co-create your new life. Well, this is another aspect of the transition. You're taking responsibility for this very next thing you're about to do. In a way, you could look at the past and say, well, this is how things were. This is how I was raised. This is how I went to school. This is the way my family was. When you step into an intention, you're taking full responsibility for the next step you're going to make. You're owning it with Source. You're saying, I'm going to co-create this new direction. Responsibility, just in and of itself, can be a little frightening because there's no fallback. You don't have someone else to blame. So appreciate that part of you that's kept you very comfortable till now. You've gotten used to it. If you've stayed in that job for 20 years and you've done the same thing over and over and everybody loves you at that job and everybody knows you and you could do the job in your sleep, why wouldn't you grieve a little as you step into the new? Don't confuse the grieving with a reason not to step into the new. That's sometimes what we'll do. We don't understand that stepping into a new intention might involve some healing. It might involve some recovery. It might involve appreciating all that you did for the last 25 years as you step into this new thing. But you're done with the old. There's a sense of completion within you. You know you're finished. You're coming into closure. Acknowledge that part of you. Sometimes there is this inner child within you that is stomping his or her feet saying, don't go over there, it's too scary. It is okay to step in as the adult in your own life and look at that part of you that's having the tantrum, that's a little frightened. Get with that inner child. Tell yourself, we can do this. We're not going to hold on to the fear. Reassure him or her, I'm going to take care of you this time. Now we're going to step into something new. It's time to enjoy the new intention. So if it takes a few days or a month, let yourself go through the grieving. Let yourself go through the process of completion and closure. But don't hesitate to still enjoy the new vision. It's just that there's always something you're leaving behind as you step into something new. The mistake would be to pull back as if from a hot flame, resisting change, thinking, well, I should be feeling good if I'm stepping into an intention. Well, you are, but you're also releasing something that's been very comfortable for you. There's nothing wrong with that. It's as if you're changing the modality that you're operating in. You're going into a world of abundance, of serendipitous opportunities, into a myriad of things that could happen for you, but you don't exactly know how they're going to happen. Yet you've set this new direction. It's a 180 from how you've lived in this safety zone up until this point. So give yourself a break. If you fail for a week or you fail for a day, just get up and do it again. You can start your day over anytime you want. If you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and you're feeling very negative and very depressed and frustrated, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you can start over. There's no rule book that says you have to wait till tomorrow. Don't allow the confusion between what you're leaving behind and what you're stepping into to throw you off or to get you to stop. And don't let your mistakes, or what you think are mistakes, hold you back from your vision. This is something that you've birthed from within you. Don't give it up. Again, you can keep this a secret. You don't have to tell anyone what you're doing with your life. Try not to shortcut your own process. Don't keep yourself from stepping into your new adventure. Let it happen. Allow these opportunities to evolve. You'll be amazed.